black box. You can do this. You can do this. Just listen and make your notes and be professional. Make sure Morrison has everything he needs. Make sure he doesn't hear this. What time is it? Jesus. Okay. This is session 8 of noting and transcribing audio files from homing box designated 1533-BLY. Commencing playback.
Dr. Aubrey Killian, laboratory notes, day 7. Temperature and pH levels are stable across all hydro bays. Nutrient distribution also stable. No signs of germination yet, but I expect the first to appear from tomorrow at the earliest, as anticipated. Unit 4 is functioning normally following repairs, and I've been assured that the new ventilation system will prevent any further fluctuations in temperature. Cold storage sprouts are frankly flourishing. They may even begin producing enough to test edibility ahead of schedule. Which might be exactly what we need. If things keep going the way they are, can't seem to rely on anything. You can hear me, can't you? I don't know how, but you're in the comm system. Maybe you're in all our systems by now. Maybe that's what happened to Virgil. Was it you who broke my hydro bay? You know I'm growing food for everybody, right? Food? Do you know what food is? We eat it to survive. Without it, we'll die. I see. You'll talk to Dubonnet and Stern, but not me. I understand. People don't usually enjoy talking to me.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a name?
Do you have a name?
My name is Dr. Killian. What do I call you?
Have a name?
What's my name?
No one's really talked about it.
That's a lie. Do you understand lying? Dubonnet asked you several times what we should call you. Is there nothing we can use?
No. Nothing.
No one...
Nobody...
Nobody. All right, then. Nemo it is.
Nemo?
It's a reference to mythology where we come from. I'm not going to waste my time explaining it to you. What do you want? I can guarantee you that hanging around here listening to me is only going to introduce you to a lot of concepts that you don't understand. It won't be beneficial for either of us.
Do you want to talk to me?
Not particularly. I have too much to do. I just wanted to know if you were here, spying on me.
I'm here, love.
I don't want to scare anyone away.
Then stop breaking everything for a start.
Breaking everything.
What does that mean here?
It means that if you stop breaking parts of the ship, we'll probably get along much better. People are afraid of what you might be capable of, because we don't know anything about you. Hello? Nemo? Are you still there? Captain, I just had a very enlightening conversation. I'll come to you. Get Dabonet as well.
I can't, Aubrey. She's still asleep.
What do you mean? No, never mind. Don't say anything else yet.
Hey, you three. It's the end of our first week since we woke up, and I thought it'd be nice to put a little message together. I know it won't be sent home until our next check-in, but I miss you. So, I just wanted to say hi. It's been a busy one, and we've had to get everything up and running. Run all kinds of tests, and, you know, poor old Nelly was flying on her own for a while, so she needed a bit of TLC. But she's a tough little ship, and if we take care of her, she'll take care of us, so everything will be good. Now, I hope you two are being good for your dad. You're brushing your teeth. I know you're doing your homework, and you're definitely helping around the house, right? Now, I know that we all know that your old dad's a superhero, but he can't do everything himself when I'm not there. Sometimes, this is just for you guys, sometimes he needs a little help. So, I'm relying on you guys to step up and take care of each other, okay? Oh, and if anyone at school is bullying you, tell them your papa lives up in space, and he can see everything they're doing. Actually, maybe don't tell them that. That's creepy. Just punch him in the face. Yeah, you can punch him in the face. You have my permission for that. Right, you two. Now, this next part's for your dad's ears only, so you're gonna not want to listen to it. It's going to be real lovey-dovey. Lots of pet names and smooches. Go on, give us some privacy. Be good. I love you. Are they gone? Hey, Leon. I gotta admit something. I'm kind of freaking out up here. Things keep breaking, and we don't know why, and a few days ago, Morgan and I were outside, and we lost contact with the ship. Thoughts went through my head. I mean, Morgan was great.
Yes?
Good evening, Nolan. Still working?
Yes, I'm still working, sir.
I'm curious as to why you answered.
Because I thought it might be important.
No one calls unless they need to, and if they do, then you need to answer. First responder mindset. Direct. Blunt, some would say.
Sorry. What can I do for you?
A progress report. I've had a formal update request.
I can't right now. I still have to finish going over the latest batch.
It was in writing, Nolan. Delivered to my door. Tell me you've got something.
No, nothing yet. I'll report it as soon as I find anything. You know I will.
Blue Division are putting out feelers, Nolan. Do a good job, but do it as fast as you can. We're going to need something soon.
Yes, sir. Was there anything else?
Yes, I took the liberty of contacting the mess. There should be some food delivered shortly. And, Nolan, try to take a break.
I'll try. Thank you, sir. God. Okay. I think I'm gonna need to replay that. Yeah, definitely.
Are they gone? Hey, Leon. I gotta admit something. I'm kind of freaking out up here. Things keep breaking, and we don't know why, and a few days ago, Morgan and I were outside, and we lost contact with the ship. The thoughts that went through my head, I mean, Morgan was great. They were super calm. They really got me through it, you know? But, God, I was terrified. And I keep fixing things, and fixing things. And now there's this, well, I can't really explain it right now. And hopefully when we have our next check-in, it'll be nothing more than a cool story. But I don't know. Sometimes the only things that get me through the day is thinking about you and the kids. But I miss you. I can't help but picture what a silver fox you've turned into while I've been gone, and I bet you look incredible. You always do. I miss you so much, Leon. I miss you like air. And I knew it would be like this. But now, with everything, I wish you were here, or I was there. Either way, just that we were together. I gotta go to bed now. Maybe I'll dream about you, lying on a beach somewhere, or walking in the park. That'd be something, huh? Yeah, that'd be great. I'll look forward to it. Love you. Take care of yourself. And hey, pass the moon and back, like I promised.
Recording. Aubrey, calm down. Start from the top.
Captain, I am telling you, I don't think it's hostile. You heard it. It seems to have no idea that it had been causing parts of the ship to break.
Is that your professional opinion as a botanist?
Ben, stop it.
It deliberately said it doesn't want to scare anyone.
Using Jack's voice to say it?
Actually, Ben, didn't it say something like that to you?
Yeah, I need them to trust me. Also, using your voice. Like, that's gonna help. We still don't know what this thing is capable of. Never mind whether it intends to harm us or not.
That's what I'm saying, Stern. Nemo may not realize it could be responsible for the ship's malfunctions.
Wait. Nemo? You named it?
I asked its name, and it didn't have one. I thought if we're going to continue to investigate its presence and try to communicate, then it might be a good idea to have some more convenient way of referring to it. I stand by the decision.
Aubrey, we can't get too familiar with
it. But if it doesn't know...
We have to assume there's a non-zero chance it's caused Virgil's malfunctions. The comms breakdown, the hydro bay, everything. The equipment was all working fine before 16C went dark. And according to the comms log, that's the very first time its signal appeared. It's the common denominator.
And even if it isn't trying to hurt us, it still could without knowing. That makes it dangerous. It's just like a kid. It doesn't know where the line is.
Which is why we have to help it understand. We have an opportunity here, Captain. A responsibility.
To teach it.
Precisely. It knows nothing about humans. We've never been out this far. It has no frame of reference. What we do now could influence its view of humankind forever.
Aubrey, slow down a moment. Listen to me. Do you really think I haven't already considered any of this?
You... no.
Exactly. I appreciate your enthusiasm, and you know I'll always listen to your opinion, same as everybody else.
I know that, Captain.
Aubrey, I am not done.
Sorry.
I realize this is a huge opportunity for us. And you're right. However we treat a Nemo will be a reflection of our entire species. That's a lot of pressure. And we need to get this right, which means acknowledging the fact that we are dealing with a potentially dangerous unknown entity, whether it's at fault for the damage to Nelly or not. We've all heard it. Nemo can learn, mimic us, form sentences to articulate its thoughts in our own language. We have no idea where it could go from here, and if we're going to have a part in controlling that, everybody needs to be on the same page. I understand your curiosity. And thank you for providing another opportunity to see how Nemo communicates. That'll be invaluable information for Pip once she's back on her feet. But please, Aubrey, can you try to minimize the time you spend interacting with it until we have a full plan in place? I don't want to see you get hurt as well.
Yes, Captain. I certainly won't encourage it to speak to me again.
Thank you. Of course, if it does, tell me.
Of course.
I think you handled that well.
I'm over here.
Yeah, what's up?
Give me your hand. I need a minute.
Sure. I'm right here.
End of session 8. Notes. I can make notes. It's starting to appear that the cause of the ship's failure might have been some sort of external influence. Currently unclear as to exactly how this was possible and what the crew were dealing with. Further evidence is needed before we can draw a proper conclusion. This may come to light in the rest of the recordings, I don't know. I really don't know. I think I'll need to do some research before I continue. There are UNSCA protocols for first contact and stuff, but I don't know what they are. I've never needed them before. I'll continue with the next batch of recordings. Because that's all I can do, I suppose.
Black Box is a Haunt Collaboration production, written and produced by L.R. Spooner. The opening and closing theme is Faded Dream by Shane Ivers. This episode featured Derek Valen as Dr. Aubrey Killian, Keegan von der Wecken as Daniel Schwartz, Hilary Boff as Captain Jacqueline Thomas, Riley Maness as Benjamin Stern, Alistair Stewart as Morrison, L.R. Spooner as the narrator, and Nemo as itself. You can follow us on Twitter at Blackbox Sci-Fi and Tumblr at Blackbox Podcast. This show is made as a labor of love, but if you would like to support us, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehauntcollaboration. Thanks for listening.